Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Let's get into the entertainment buzz here.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Believe it or not, I have news to bring to you that's more shocking than O.J. Simpson's death, because bachelor couple Gary and his new wife Teresa have divorced after 3 months.
Say it ain't so. A bachelor couple didn't make it. Never.
This might be the fastest divorce out of Bachelor Nation. So they had a live televised wedding, I think in January. Like, this was so quick. It was on ABC. We were very happy for our first Golden Bachelor and our first Golden Bachelor bride. And they've just announced that it's no mo. It's no more.
Are they in their 60s?
I think 70s. Like, they're up
70s,
there.
70s, yeah. Oh, wow. Man, they don't got a lot of time to mess around.
This ain't working.
It ain't working. Let's move on.
They got their bag and they're ready to move on. But back to the O.J. Simpson stories. So Caitlyn Jenner is actually breaking her silence on this. So she wrote something very quick, short, to the point, just like Gary and Teresa's marriage. She wrote on X in response to his passing, just good riddance. Now, this is obviously a big deal considering that the Kardashian family was heavily entwined in that, because mm-hmm. Rob Kardashian represented OJ during the trial. So she's just keeping it short and spicy.
Yeah, and that family. So for Robert Kardashian Sr., who was one of OJ's lawyers, it was crazy because he was representing OJ as a defense lawyer. And then at the time, his wife, now Kris Jenner, was on the other side because Nicole Brown Simpson was one of her good friends, and she thought OJ had done it. So the family was split. Robert is defending him, and Kris is over here like, mm-hmm. I think he did it. And so then, you know, Kris goes on to marry Caitlyn Jenner, and obviously Caitlyn was in the same camp.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, people are going to be coming out all throughout the weekend, giving their statements, saying how they're feeling. But right now, those are some of the big players we've talked about. The prosecutor coming out and talking about it. One of the witnesses in the past, previous buzzes. So if you want to look back and listen to those, we've got them up on our podcast. But now we can pivot to some un-OJ Simpson related news. So we talked about this kind of sort of on the bonus content that's going to be coming out on Monday. You know, those conjoined twins that one of them got married, and we're all like, side eye, like, what's going on behind closed doors? Like, we're not going to ask because it's kind of rude to ask, but like, what's going on in the bedroom?
How does that work?
How does that work? Like, in the most respectful way, what's going on?
I would say on our bonus content that will drop on Monday, it was not the most respectful way when we were asking. It might be the most politically incorrect segment we have done.
Yeah.
But we had questions.
But yes, we also didn't know a pertinent piece of information till the very end, right. Abigail.
Yes. So if you want to tune in to hear what they supposedly said about their intimate life, you should listen to the bonus content on Monday. But there is another, I don't know if I can say set, there's another conjoined twin duo that are speaking out about what goes on in their intimate life. So we're getting a little bit of a peek behind closed doors, so in a way.
So there's a different set of conjoined twins who are disclosing how they handle intimacy?
Yeah, so these are TikTokers, Carmen and Lupita. So one of them is in a relationship and the other identifies as asexual.
Huh.
And they have a really good sense of humor about answering these types of questions. There was one video put out a while back where they did answer what goes on with one of them and their boyfriends while the other one is also there. Cause I think that's probably the biggest question. Like, hey, what do you also participate? Like, is this like a threesome just every single night?
Well, if she's asexual, she really is like uninterested in what's going on, right?
Correct.
Yeah. But
underneath,
I mean,
her.
You got the same parts. So it's kind of like
it's
how
one part.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes.
At least we thought with the first conjoined twins that they both felt the sensation from down there and the big O also, but we still don't know.
We don't know. It is a medical phenomenon. So, I mean, who knows what's going on medically. But one of them said, or the person that's not in the relationship of these twins, they said, if I close my eyes, I cannot see through my eyes. The amount of times we've gotten this question, and then the other twin cuts her off and says, common sense, not that common. So I think they kind of didn't answer the question because I think they think that we just know, like, oh, if I close my eyes, I can just ignore it. But we're all kind of like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't see how either. And that's a whole other question that can be posed that we didn't discuss and cover. And I never even, it didn't cross my mind. But if one identifies one way and one identifies another way. So like, you know, this one twin is straight. The other one's asexual. What if one is straight and one is gay?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So then, like, she wants to marry a woman. Like, and how all those semantics, it's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
I was thinking a little bit more superficially.
Of course you were.
Oh, I was thinking, like, what do the slap fights look like? Because the twin on the right has control of the right arm.
Oh.
Twin on the left has control of the left arm. They get into a fighting match.
They just put on a boxing glove apiece and just
literally slapping each other.
Oh, you mean if they've gotten a fight with each other?
With each other,
yeah.
And sisters, I've heard sisters do tend to get like very, I mean, watching the Kardashians, they get very handsy.
They spend a lot of time together, so I'm sure there's a lot of fights.
You and I have said that we can't stop watching those slap videos. Yes. That new slap competition, you put them in there, man, I will pay.
Big money.
Big money for that.
Yeah. For more thought-provoking questions about conjoined twins, that will drop on our bonus content on Monday. But for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.